The two streets are Vesta and Unimac, both in the Severson subdivision. Residents there returned signed petitions this spring asking the borough to go forward with a local improvement district. That's a little-used option in local code that allows residents to pay for the cost of construction for new utility extensions, or in this case, pavement. Construction company Secon completed a two-year state road project in town last year. The borough's assistant public works director and Unimac Street resident Chris Cotta explained that the company could do some additional paving this year.
The bottom line is because we've still got a paving plant in town. Secon's paving plant from last year's project is still here. And it costs a lot to bring that plant to town. And, you know, the borough would like to find ways to utilize that plant while it's here, to the best of our abilities. Unfortunately, we have exhausted all of our paving funds, in-house paving funds, and so we wanted to offer up the LID process as a way to possibly get some more streets paved.
A short connector road between Vesta and Unimac, Pearl F Street, could also be included in the paving. In the past, paving of borough streets has been paid for by the borough using savings or federal payments that are dedicated for road work. Last year, the borough paid Secon over $500,000 to resurface a long list of local streets. Officials don't think the borough will have money for more asphalt work in the near future. Under an LID, the borough pays for the cost up front of a project, and that cost is repaid by property owners under terms set by the borough assembly. The mayor and three assembly members heard from property owners both for and against the paving work. Unimac resident Darlene Whitethorn was in favor of the paving.
The dust thing actually is one of the main things for me because I have asthma. And there's a lot of dust when it stops raining for like a half a day. And it's difficult for people with respiratory issues.
Whitethorn also acknowledged that some of her neighbors probably couldn't afford to repay the cost of the work. Vesta Street resident Anna Larson was opposed to the paving because of the unexpected cost.
At this time, when all we're hearing is tightening the budget and tightening our belts, Eric and I are recently retired, and we planned many, many years for this. And now this is thrown at us. It wasn't planned for. It hurts.
The borough estimates each lot would have a top annual payment of around $420 to $460 each year for a decade. That would repay the paving cost along with 3% interest to the borough. Other property owners had more questions about how the program would work. They wondered whether the paved street would increase property assessments and drive up a property tax bill in those neighborhoods. They also wanted to know if the interest would still be charged if a homeowner paid for their portion of the project up front all at once, or if the interest amount could be decreased by the borough. Officials also presented two different options for the type of asphalt surfacing. Residents asked if a cheaper chip sealing would also be an option. Vesta and Unimac are near Rambler Street. That's the only other neighborhood in Petersburg where homeowners have used the LID process to put down chip seal. Homeowners also wondered if the borough were to receive more federal street money, whether the municipality would pay for the work. And Cotta explained that was not likely with these roads.
The streets that we're talking about, Unimac and Vesta, are actually good streets. They work. They're low traffic. They're not candidates that are high on the list for discretionary paving. As much as I wish they were. I mean, I live on Unimac, so it'd be great, But the truth is there's a whole lot of other streets that we're going to be doing before we get around to paving, you know, Unimac and Vesta and other quiet little cul-de-sacs.
The LID process has three parts: the initial petition, the public hearing, and a by-mail ballot for property owners. The borough assembly has to make the decision to go forward with that balloting. At that point, it would require yes votes from at least two-thirds of the lot owners to move forward. Each lot gets one vote, and there are 24 lots involved on each street, so owners of 16 of the lots would have to vote yes. The assembly can stop the process at any time. The mayor and assembly did not make any decision at the hearing. Cotta agreed to return with some answers by the assembly's next meeting, June 19th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.